When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Term supply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3553. Always fun to get to these palindromic episode numbers. So we were spending so much time talking about the acolyte and diegetic music in Star Wars that we didn't get to talk about Bad Territory, which is episode 8 from season 3 of The Bad Batch that dropped last week. So hey, let's take care of that, shall we? This is our breakdown episode. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to the patrons who help support the creation and production of this podcast at patreon.com/xw7x7, and you can be a part of that too. I'll tell you more about that a little later. But first, we're here to talk about Bad Territory, which is episode 8 from season 3 of The Bad Batch. This is our patented 7 takeaway breakdown episode. And we'll start, as we usually do, with our high-level overview of the episode. So we start off on Pabu, which is the Bad Batch's secret retreat. Rex and Echo are off on some mission. Omega's waiting for some sort of communication to come through from Echo, but yeah, we don't know what's going on with them. The last we saw them, everybody was together, and we don't get any details on what this particular mission is. But we do learn that the Bad Batch has asked Fi Genoa to see if she can find out anything about this whole M-Count business. And all she's able to learn is that certain Class 1 bounty hunters, whoever those are, I have a feeling, you know, we can probably name a couple, are being asked to collect M-Count targets on behalf of the Empire. So yes, the plot thickens even more. So Omega mentions Fennec Shand, and Fi says, I can probably find her for you, and that's how we end up with Hunter and Wrecker going to meet Fennec Shand. Now, Fi already warned the Bad Batch that she wouldn't do anything for free, Fennec wouldn't, and surprise, surprise, the Bad Batch doesn't have the kind of money Fennec expects for this type of information. I have a feeling that as much money as they could have put on the table in front of her, she would have said it still wasn't enough. Instead, she ropes them into a classic quid pro quo situation where she says, you help me catch this bounty I've been having trouble with, and I'll give you the information you're looking for. Because she says that she's not done one of these Class 1 M-Count jobs, but she thinks maybe she knows someone who has, maybe. So Fennec and Hunter and Wrecker go and they get the bounty that Fennec asked for, and then Fennec says, oh yeah, I didn't say I'd have the information on me, but I know how to get it and I'll be in touch with you. Classic double cross. She says, you'll either have to fight me or trust me. And the Bad Batch, yeah, I have a feeling like they could fight her, they could do it, like they've done it before, but they decide to leave her be and trust her, which, you know, may or may not be the right thing to do, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. For a second takeaway, let's talk about Fennec Shand, about how we're kind of getting a different side of the character this time around. We're meeting Fennec Shand in a place where she is almost preternaturally calm. Like, she is so incredibly calm, like doesn't raise her voice a single time despite all the action that's happening in the episode, like not once. Maybe a little testiness in her voice from time to time, but yeah, this is kind of a different Fennec Shand and feels like a more dangerous Fennec Shand as a result. So, you know, what a welcome thing it is to have Ming-Na Wen returning to do the voice role here. And she's definitely found a new and interesting lane with it, for sure. For our third takeaway, let's talk about Hunter and Wrecker and how, you know, what an interesting pairing it is. We get them again, but this is kind of the pairing that they are getting used to and have been used to for a good 6, 7, 8 months prior to us arriving at this episode because of the time that they had without Tech and Omega being captured. And it's interesting too that Fennec identifies Wrecker as the person who is the demolitions expert, and yet both Hunter and Wrecker are able to defuse the mines that they find in this swamp. So it seems like Hunter has gotten a little bit of everything in addition to the tracker mutation, as it were, for his particular clone situation, right? Like Wrecker has the ordnance and explosives and just the overall smacking people around because he's just so enormous. But Hunter seems to have gotten a little piece of everything. And that's on display in this episode. Plus, they are working together better than they have before when Hunter is telling Wrecker, like, we're not giving up any information about Omega if we don't have to. Wrecker's actually able to follow through with that, and Hunter doesn't give up any particular information either. And in fact, it ends up working in their favor because their reticence to talk about what happened to Omega ends up leading Fennec to reveal that the Kaminoans who paid her to capture Omega in the first place are the ones who withdrew the bounty. So she says it wasn't that Omega got away from me, it's that they called off the bounty. But then she uses it to kind of take a dig at him and say, yeah, they thought she would be safer with you, ha ha. But she seems not to know that Omega is back with them. So Hunter and Wrecker working together are able to basically not intentionally trick Fennec into revealing this information, but they are able to draw it out of her, and that's kind of an impressive new move that they were able to pull off, so to speak. For our fourth takeaway, we'll talk about Omega and Crosshair as our B story for the episode. First of all, this is actually kind of a rare situation in the Bad Batch where Omega says that she wants to go along on a mission and Hunter says it's not up for debate and you're staying here. And she actually stays. They don't take her along with her, but she does get the instruction from Hunter to see if they can do anything about Crosshair's hand. Hunter is noticing the shaking in Crosshair's hand, which apparently has no physical underlying cause. It seems to be in AZ's mind, all in Crosshair's head. That's, of course, something Crosshair doesn't want to hear at all. So we're getting to the next level of Crosshair being able to talk or not talk about what happened to him on Tantus. Although, even though there is no apparent physical reason for why his hand is acting that way, the audio description describes his hand as aching. And so, yeah, something else is going on. But the relationship of Omega and Crosshair is again coming to the fore, this development of trust that Crosshair is willing to invest in her, even though he says, yeah, I'm not going to like this, am I? And she says, well, you don't like anything. And he actually cops to it and says, true, like, she is just doing so much good for this man. It is just, it's amazing and beautiful to watch. For a fifth takeaway, I'll update our tally on dangerous monsters and creatures in the Bad Batch. We are still at more than half the episodes with some sort of dangerous creature involved. These things that we see, these alligator or crocodile looking things, are called grizzards, G-R-Y-Z-A-R-D. And this would make 21 out of 40 episodes of The Bad Batch that feature some crazy creatures in it. We didn't really talk about this with the previous two episodes, Infiltration and Extraction, because it wasn't there. There weren't any crazy creatures that they had to deal with there. For our sixth takeaway, let's talk about the double cross. Perhaps, maybe it's a double cross, maybe it's not. The declassified entry on StarWars.com says that Fennec is being true to her word in getting information for the Bad Batch guys about a bounty hunter who knows something about M counts and bagging M count people for the Empire. But it really doesn't sound that way. Like, when you watch the episode, it seems more like Fennec is actually reporting the clones to some mysterious unnamed source and saying, yeah, you know, you shouldn't have any trouble finding them. I'll give you what I've got. And it seems like it's a situation where she might be turning them in. And that thinking may also be supported by the fact that way back when they released the trailer for season 3 of The Bad Batch, there looked like scenes of Imperials on Pabu in that trailer in brief little just flashes. So the possibility that Fennec is actually ratting out the clones to the Empire and that the Empire is going to find Pabu as a result of this, I feel like it's kind of inevitable, and I think this may be the seed that makes it happen. But yeah, she promised the Bad Batch that she would find out from one person who maybe has bagged one of these M-count targets for the Empire, that she would get some more information from that person and give it to the clones. But instead, in this phone call that she makes after the mission's over, she's saying, oh, hey, there's a few clones that are looking to find out more about this M-count stuff, and here's their information, so it shouldn't be too hard to find them. Yeah, I don't like this at all. I think this is going to end badly for our heroes, unfortunately. But yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see, and probably not for very much longer, because we'll probably find out what ends up happening in this next episode that's coming out in just a day or two. And for a seventh and final takeaway, this is where we usually have fun facts involved. So the target that Fennec Shand is after has a nickname, the Slayer of Ordo Aeris, and is said to have killed some bosses with the Haxian Brood and fled with a cache of credits. So for eagle-eyed watchers slash listeners who are also gamers, that's a Jedi Fallen Order reference. That's where Cal Kestis wound up, in a fighting pit in the midst of the Jedi Fallen Order game on Ordo Aeris, and in captivity with the Haxian Brood. And then there are also multiple references in this episode to Tribe, which is an episode from season 2 of The Bad Batch. It's the one where they find the Wookiee youngling Padawan Gunji and end up going to Kashyyyk. There's a fun little moment during Omega and Crosshair's meditation where Crosshair says, where did you learn this? And she talks about Kashyyyk, and he's like, you were on Kashyyyk? And she's like, yeah, you've missed a lot, basically. But also, when Hunter and Wrecker go onto that space station and they go into that cantina, guarding the doors are a couple of droids from the Vanguard Axis, and those are the droids that they were in the midst of a firefight with when Gunji appeared with a lightsaber out of nowhere in that same episode. So there you go. Those are the highlights from Bad Territory. That's episode 8 from season 3 of The Bad Batch, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave a rating or review on your favorite app. Please hit the subscribe or like or follow or join button, whatever the app calls it that you like to use, because that tells the algorithms that this is a Star Wars podcast worth sharing with other people. And you can do that too by just telling other people or sharing it on your social channels of choice. And you can even be a part of the creation and production of this podcast with your support at patreon.com/SW7X7. Those sevens are numbers. So it's patreon.com/SW7X7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.